And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. All right, today I've got a question from one of our listeners, and I really enjoy doing these Q&A questions on air. This one's pretty deep. It's got some layers to it. I answer the question, but then I get into a whole other side of it that's important. So you may want to stick with me for the entire show. And as always, if you're stuck, if you have a question, don't know where to start, reach out to me. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. So what we're going to get into today is navigating self-directed retirement funds into apartment syndications. All right, so it sounds pretty deep, but basically the question is, can I use my Roth or Coverdale to invest in apartments? So I'll read you the question. It says, Mike, I've been listening to your show, really enjoy your teaching and perspective. I'm a basic member trying to figure out the logistics of our situation. Recently learned that several accounts can be self-directed to invest in real estate outside of equities. I have almost $90,000 in a Roth. My wife has $40,000 in a Roth. We have another $90,000 in a Coverdale education account, all of which can be self-directed. So he goes on, he says, we're 43 and 44 and don't want to cash out the Roths and lose tax status. So he has two questions. Question one, do Lifestyles leads accept self-directed funds in their syndications? And his second question is, would UBIT tax be required since there is leverage involved? Okay, those are great questions. Let's break it down as we go through this. So question one, can you invest self-directed retirement funds into apartment syndications? Short answer, yes, many operators will accept self-directed IRA funds. I will tell you, it's a case-by-case basis. Some leads will accept them, some choose not to. And if you don't know what a lead is, it's basically a syndicator. We call them a lead investor here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Why? Because when someone invests through a self-directed IRA, a Roth IRA, a trust, or certain custodial accounts, it's going to add an extra administrative and tax reporting layer to that lead. So as an investor, I can tell you it's not impossible. It's just more paperwork and coordinating with custodians and your tax preparers. When you receive a Schedule A, after you invest in a syndication, a Schedule A really tells you who's in this opportunity and for what amounts. And you kind of look and you'll see and you'll recognize some names. But often I see some IRA accounts, I see trust, I see custodial entities in there along with individuals like myself. So yeah, it's common. The key is you need to reach out to that lead investor at the time of the offering, okay? And then confirm whether they will accept IRA participation. Confirm with them, yes, no. If yes, if you like the deal, continue through with it. If it's a no, obviously you need to find a lead that will allow self-directed IRA funds to be a partner, to contribute to the offering. Now, question two, does UBIT apply because the deal uses leverage? All right, this is where things can be misunderstood. Let's define the terms for you listening. If you don't know what UBIT is, UBIT, that is unrelated business income tax. So in a retirement account, like a self-directed IRA, invest in a real estate deal that uses debt, our buddies at the IRS, they have some saying on that. So they say, hold on, you're a tax-advantaged account and you're using borrowed money to grow faster, right? We use leverage when we purchase real estate. We use other people's money. We bring the bank to the deal. So what they call that is unrelated debt financed income, right? UDFI, unrelated debt financed income. That comes into play in UDFI. Again, we'll always trigger our friends at the IRS, unrelated business income tax. Now, the important part, the tax does not apply to the entire investment. And I know this sounds complicated, but those of you that have self-directed accounts understand where I'm going. And those that have self-directed accounts, like Jay, who sent me the questions, this is good information. But the tax does not apply to the entire investment. It only applies to the leveraged portion. So let's take a typical apartment syndication. Let's say it's got 70% debt and 30% equity, right? 30% down, we borrow the rest, we purchase the property. Only the portion of income attributed to that 70% leverage is potentially taxable inside the IRA. What most people don't realize, apartment deals generate, they have depreciation, they have interest expense, they have operating deductions, and that's going to significantly reduce taxable income. So in many cases, the UBIT impact is minimized. It might even be zero. Where it could show up is at the end of the deal, right at the sale, if there's strong appreciation and debt involved. So strategic insight, if Jay, who sent me the email, and thanks again, Jay, if he were investing outside of an IRA, he doesn't have to deal with UBIT. He doesn't have UDFI. No issue. If he invests through a self-directed IRA, yeah, possible UBIT taxes. But again, it's only on the leverage portion. But here, let me give you a secret. If you have access to a solo 401k, that's completely different. Solo 401ks are exempt from UDFI on real estate investments. Don't ask me why the government does this. They treat 401ks different from IRAs for whatever reason. But if you have a solo 401k, that's going to mean no UBIT on rental income, no UBIT on the gains at sale. And that could be a powerful planning distinction. Bottom line, I want to get to the bigger question. Should you use retirement funds to invest at all? Let me share something personal. I made a decision years ago that shocked a lot of people. I cashed out my 401ks and I cashed out my IRAs. I paid the taxes. I paid the 10% penalty that Uncle Sam charges you because you want access to your money. Yeah, I paid it. But for me, that was one of the best financial decisions I ever made. Why? Because I stopped renting my financial future to Wall Street. I stopped waiting until I was 59 and a half to maybe enjoy my own money. I took control. Now, let me be clear. That advice isn't for everyone, okay? Not for everyone. I did it. It made sense to do it. It was the right thing to do, but I'm not going to tell you right off the bat, hey, go do this. I think you need to dig in a little more, and the answer over time is going to become clear to you. But everyone's tax bracket's different. Everyone's income level is different. We're different ages. Everyone's goals are different. But I want you to understand a mindset shift. Retirement accounts are built around delayed access. Delayed access. Real estate investing is built around cash flow and control today. So that's why generally I'll prefer, I'll tell you that investing outside of a retirement account when building passive income, when buying your life back, is don't do it in a retirement account. It's better to do it outside of a retirement account. Let's dig in. I wrote down five reasons why you don't want to use retirement accounts for real estate. Let's walk through these clearly so that you can hear what I'm saying. Number one reason why you don't want to use retirement accounts to invest in real estate. Well, it's our number one reason. It's the main reason why we invest in real estate to begin with. It's all about cash flow, okay? Tax-free cash flow through depreciation, right? We depreciate against the asset, and that reduces typically all or a large portion of the taxable portion of that income, okay? So when you invest in apartments or single-family homes personally outside of a retirement account, you receive cash distributions, paper losses from depreciation, often bonus depreciation or cost segregation if the deal is set up. What does that mean? Okay, it means you can receive cash flow that's largely sheltered from taxes because the depreciation offsets it. So, well, you know, the IRS, they're seeing paper losses. You and I that are doing this, we're seeing real money in the bank account. That's why it's important. If you have an IRA and you're investing in real estate through your IRA, where does that money go to you? No, it goes to the IRA. Okay. The IRA gets paid, but you don't get paid. That was my main reason why I said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't want to wait until I'm 59 and a half. I can take that money and use it right now for my life. I could start buying my life back today and not putting it off for some age and decades into the future. So when that money goes inside of the IRA, you're not benefiting from depreciation in the same way. It just stays trapped in the account, okay? If you have the money personally and you're investing in real estate, effectively that's tax-free cash flow. And you're not locking your money behind some retirement wall. So that's reason number one for me. Reason number two, not to use retirement funds for investing in real estate. Again, everybody do your own thing. And there's a lot of people that do still keep it in the IRAs and the 401ks. And I went through that. I have some reasons personally why I don't do that. Okay. My reason number two, liquidity and control. So when your money's inside of a retirement account, you need to understand this. And I know you know this, those of you that have their retirement accounts, but let's just throw it out there. You cannot touch that money without penalty before age 59 and a half. Okay. You can't touch it. There's a 10% penalty on that if you want to pull it. And hey, I lived it. I paid it. I paid the 10%. Basically, call it a fee if you want. It's a 10% penalty to get your own money. I disagree with that. I understand why the government does it, because people don't have, you know, they're worried if you have access to your money, you're going to blow it and you won't have any for retirement at the end. I'll tell you, sadly, most people don't have money for retirement anyway. Okay, the system's not working. It's not working as it is set up, even with these roadblocks on there. But anyway, message to the government, I'm not a king, so I can't change that. Now, number two, if your money's in a retirement account, you can't refinance and pull money out of your retirement account, okay? You can do that in real estate. So you can refinance and pull cash out for personal use. I've done it many times. Typically, I'm reinvesting into more real estate with that refinance money. You can't do that when the property's in a retirement account. It stays in the retirement account. And so bottom line is you're not able to redeploy capital for funding the lifestyle, right? We talk about that all the time. No, you're not funding the lifestyle. It's going into the retirement account. You're not funding business opportunities. It's going into the retirement account. If your money is outside of the retirement account, you could refinance, you could pull equity, you could reinvest, and you can use capital for opportunities, my friend. The flexibility is powerful. Money trapped in a retirement account is controlled by the IRS's rules. Money outside of a retirement account is controlled by you, right? I freed my money from that. It's mine. I'm not beholden to Wall Street. I don't have to follow all these rules. There's not some crazy age for me to access the money. If I want to reinvest in a real estate opportunity, I do it. If I want to take some of that money and go on vacation and take my family somewhere awesome and great, I do it, right? Fund the lifestyle. Fund business opportunities. I have 100% total control of that money. We'll pick up my other reasons on the other side when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
When you're learning something new, experience matters. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we've spent over 30 years teaching people how real estate investing works and how to build income with a clear, step-by-step strategy. Our program is designed to help you learn what to do, why it works, and how to take action at your own pace. Join today for just $297, a 60% savings off the regular price. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Questions or comments for me? Want to know where to start? I'm here to help. My email is askmike@luinc.com. LU stands for Lifestyles Unlimited. You can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on that radio or podcast button there, and you'll find decades of the shows, and you can also subscribe to the show on your smartphone. And I am hitting a listener question today. Basically, Jay, I'm not using his full name there. Try to keep it private for him. And I did respond back to him via email, but started writing a show. And really, he and his wife have some Roth IRAs, and they want to self-direct those into some real estate. They've got a Coverdell education account. Really, that's for your kids' education. I don't know that I would put that into real estate if you're saving for your kids. You know, either deploy it and buy some real estate, enjoy the cash flow, and do college that way. But, you know, you're new, right? You've got some considerations to think about. Dell will tell you, and he told me flat out, I started with a self-directed IRA. I was riding with him to lunch the first day I ever met him. And if you don't know who Dell Walmsley is, he's a big man with a big voice. He's smart. He's brilliant. He knows what he's doing. And he looked me square in the eye. I was bragging, hey, I've got a house and a self-directed IRA. And he looked at me. And again, I was learning. This was my first day at the Financial Freedom Seminar. And he didn't. There was no bones about it. He didn't hold anything back. He looked me straight in the eye and he said, if you're serious about investing in real estate, you will sell the house in the IRA, cash out the IRA, and begin investing in real estate outside of an IRA. And eventually I did that. It took me a while to get around to that. And it's human nature, right? We're ingrained. We're told it's the IRA, it's the 401k. That's the only way to get ahead and blah, blah, blah. And you got to save for 50 years. And then one day, maybe you'll have a dignified retirement. Maybe you'll have access to those funds. Maybe you can enjoy those. But we'll talk about that when you're 59 and a half at a minimum. So no, I invest outside of retirement funds because it's quicker. I can control it. I make a lot more money. I can fund the lifestyle. I could fund further business opportunities where if it's stuck in an IRA, it's in the IRA, right? That's where the money goes. It doesn't go to you. It's not paying you. It's paying for a dream about a nice retirement in the future. Why don't you take that money and put it to work for you now? So I jotted down after his question, and I'm not going to tell him like Dell told me. All right. That's Dell's place. Again, Dell's been doing this for 35 years. I don't have that kind of time in. I've been doing it since 2011. I would just say, hey, the answer's going to come to you. Okay. As you begin investing in real estate, you're going to see the answer. But I have five reasons why I don't use retirement funds to invest in real estate. Number one, first and foremost, cash flow now, not later. Cash flow now, okay? And for that matter, we depreciate against it, and it's pretty much tax-free, right? The distributions we're depreciating against the asset, and a large part of that, most of the time, is tax-free. If not, it's almost all the way there, tax-free. Tax-free money, it's almost like making an extra return, right? We're not giving Uncle Sam that 30 or 40% or whatever they're taking from us. Reason number two, control and liquidity. Control and liquidity, right? I'm not trapped behind a retirement wall. I'm controlling those funds. They're mine. All right, my third reason, and we talked about this earlier, and if you missed it, when you're investing using a retirement fund to invest in real estate, you might run into what they call UBIT, right? It's a tax, unrelated business income tax, or UDFI. And it's very complex, right? Go back and listen to me. It is complex. I try to do my best to explain it on the radio. But there is a complexity to it. So bottom line is, if leverage is involved, and we're going to use leverage on every piece of real estate we buy, okay? Another show for another day, super important. We put leverage on it for a reason. Primary reason is our returns are that much greater. I could buy 5 times the real estate using leverage than I can with cash, right? If you're making a 20% return and you could do this over and over and over and over, why wouldn't you use leverage? Why wouldn't you? In 20, I'm just pulling a number out. I've got many that have annualized returns much greater than that. So we're always using leverage, and those retirement accounts, because of the leverage, may trigger the UBIT due to the UDFI. Is that enough acronyms for you today? So basically, that, what does that mean? It's going to mean additional tax filings. There's a form called 990-T. Right, it's associated with this. There's trust tax rates. There's extra CPA cost. Right, there's a whole nother layer of administration that just makes it much more complex, and it's going to cost you money, extra money, to have your people do your taxes because of this. Why would you add the layers if you don't have to? Huh? Why would you add more complexity to your life when investing personally? None of that is going to apply. My fourth reason, when you're investing outside of a retirement account, you're building income. You're not just building net worth, okay? It's this, again, this is a mindset thing. A retirement account is a growth vehicle, okay? Real estate investing is an income vehicle. Do you hear the difference? Growth is what a retirement account is all about. Investing in real estate, the way we teach it right now, is all about income. Income. Why do we want the income? Because an extra $300 a month is going to pay your utility bill. An extra $500 a month may pay your car note. Another extra $500, we're stacking these streams of income on top, may pay your grocery bill or what have you, or whatever your financial obligations are. And you just keep stacking those and stacking those and stacking those. So real estate investing is an income vehicle, right? It's not about growth for some future day. It's an entirely different philosophy, okay? Wall Street's telling you, they're saying, hey, grow it, accumulate it, maybe use it someday. And real estate is saying, hey, buddy, create income streams now, right? The whole goal is to create the income and create freedom today. I want to live today, not down the road, okay? So liquidity right now matters more than some sort of tax deferral in the future. For me, it was a no-brainer. Now, we'll get into the last reason, and this is the one where we're all lied to, okay? You're always told in retirement, hey, when you retire, your tax rates will be lower. Well, let me say, I'm going to tell you they might not be lower. I'm going to tell you, if you fail and you don't have, if you're not living on what you're earning now, if you're living on much less, yeah, they'll be lower. I don't want to live. I don't want to wait. And when the time comes to enjoy life and live it to the fullest and do everything that you deferred your whole time, I don't want to be broke. I don't want a lower tax bracket. I want the same level I have today, going, actually getting better every day, every year. That's what I want. So I think it's the biggest myth out there, either that or if you completely fail, it's that your tax rates in retirement will be lower. And they just tell you that, matter of fact. No, they'll be lower. Well, what if I want $300,000 a year when I'm, you know, retired, right? And I'm just thinking out loud like somebody to say, hey, you know what? My lifestyle is $300,000 a year. Well, that doesn't sound like a lower tax bracket. Now, if all you have is $15,000 a year, yeah, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. $15,000 is going to get taxed a lot different than $300,000. So when someone says, hey, you're going to retire and, oh, your tax bracket's going to be less, I just think to myself, hey, I have two eyes, I have two ears, I can see, I can hear. What if tax rates went up nationally? What if? I don't think that's far-fetched at all. There's an entire group of people that will tell you to your face, we will raise taxes when we get in power. Shame on you. We're taking your money. Okay? That's just how it is. And what comes around goes around. At some point, those folks will be back in power. And what are they going to do? They're going to raise tax rates. They're looking at you and they're like, you dirty dog. How dare you earn this income? How dare you set aside and save, 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 and now you've got seven figures in a retirement account? Shame on you. We're going to take it because that's what we do. We're taking your money so that we can fund all these crazy programs and give it to whoever and do whatever, but shame on you for having that money. So I always say, when someone says, hey, what if tax rates, they're going to be lower when you retire? I'm like, are they? I don't know. What if, think of it like this. This one's even better. What if you build significant income through real estate investing? Ah, what if you're able to build $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month coming in because you invested in real estate? And that's not going to go away. It's perpetual, right? When a deal sells, you reinvest. You don't eat your seed corn. John Pry, I'm talking to you, listening to you. But yeah, you just reinvest as that goes. What if you build significant income through real estate? If you've got significant income, you're not going to be in a lower tax bracket. That is a good thing. What if these retired minimum distributions start forcing withdrawals? Those could change, right? They can amp up. U.S. government or the IRS or whoever, how dare you for being a millionaire and setting aside money and having it in these funds? How dare you sacrifice your life and give up certain things because they don't make sense to spend money on at the time. And as a result, you invested in real estate and you set aside money and you grew it and you grew it and you grew it. And now you have seven figures of net worth. Shame on you. And I hope you can understand I'm being very, very sarcastic. What if your net worth increases substantially? Right? Isn't that what we all want to do? If your net worth increases substantially, guess what? You're not going to be in a lower tax bracket. So let's not play some game and try to guarantee that our future tax rate will be lower. I don't want it to be lower. I'm not saying I want the rates to go up, but I want to be in that, you know, upper chunk. Right? That's what we all aspire to. And then I invest it in real estate, which is the most tax advantaged vehicle on the planet. And I use those to the hilt. And I have an incredible tax team, and they're not cheap. They do a great job. But I don't want to send money to Uncle Sam. And so that's one of the main reasons why I invest in real estate. So if I'm paying some tax today, but I'm controlling cash flowing assets, that is a strategic move. So I get it that, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not a one size fits all. But for many investors focused on financial independence, which is what this show's all about, non-retirement capital provides flexibility, control, tax efficiency, immediate cash flow. And that changes the entire wealth building equation. So let's get into this, control versus permission. Let's close it out with something bigger than tax strategy. I want to get into philosophy, okay? Here's the bottom line. Retirement accounts are built on permission. They're built on permission. Permission from the IRS, permission from custodians, age thresholds, distribution rules, real estate ownership outside retirement accounts, friends, is built on control. Control of cash flow, timing, control of the debt structure, control of the exit strategy, control of the equity. So when I cashed out my IRAs and my 401k retirement accounts years ago, I wasn't chasing some stunt, right? It wasn't, hey, look at me. No, I was choosing ownership over permission. And today, I don't wait for 59 and a half. I don't worry about UBID, unrelated business income tax. I don't worry about required minimum distributions. My assets produce income now. and that income gives me options. That's the difference. Jay, I will tell you this. You have time on your side, and Jay is the original emailer. If you missed earlier in the show, go back and listen to it. And he's asking about using those funds to invest in real estate. But if you choose to use those funds, it can absolutely work. But don't overlook the power of building outside of retirement accounts, where depreciation shelters cash flow and you're maintaining full access and full flexibility. Financial freedom isn't about account size. It's about income and control. So if we're just to do a hard comparison, and I jotted this down, and we'll close it out with this. So let's say scenario one, you take $100,000 in a multifamily deal. And it's typical of any deal. Let's just say there's 70% leverage, 8% cash flow. It's a five-year hold, 70% total appreciation over 5 years. And when you sell it, basically you get your money back plus 100% back, right? A 2x equity multiple at sale. So basically your $100,000 would become $200,000 in 5 years, right? So let's compare that. One, let's say it's in a self-directed IRA. That cash flow, again, I told you it was 8%. That's $8,000 per year. Over 5 years, that's $40,000. But because it's in a retirement account, guess what? It's staying in the retirement account. It can't be used personally. And also, it may be triggering UBIT, right? Unrelated business income tax. It just depends on the leverage and the depreciation, and it's a whole nother layer for a tax person. So at the sale, you get your $100,000 back and an additional $100,000, $200,000. Guess what? It goes to the Roth. It stays in there. It's great growth, but you can't touch it until retirement age, right? It's staying in there. You've got the $200,000, but the amount of money that you can access today, zero. It's in the fund. So if we take the same deal outside of an IRA, right, $8,000 cash flow per year, because of the depreciation, the $8,000 is going to be largely tax sheltered. Let's say depreciation's offsetting anywhere from 80 to 100% of that taxable income, right? We're talking nothing. You might be paying in a 24% tax bracket $350, something like that. So basically you're keeping just about all of the $8,000. But let's get into it. Over 5 years, that's almost $40,000 in usable income. And because you have control, that's 40 grand that you can use to invest. That's 40 grand that you can pay down debt. That's 40 grand you can fund the lifestyle, right? It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Or that's 40 grand that you can put into more real estate, continue to grow the cash flow snowball. And then let's fast forward it. At the sale, you've got $200,000, right? Your original 100 and you made 100. Even if you pay long-term capital gains, that's $15,000. You're keeping $185,000, right? So the difference is you've got almost $40,000 in income over 5 years. You've got another $185,000 to $200,000 in your pocket, and you can absolutely fund the lifestyle without using retirement accounts. And always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.